Beloved radio friends, we greet you warmly in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We rejoice in the privilege, and we thank God for the responsibility of telling you that Jesus is coming again. He came once to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself, but He is coming again to gather His people who belong to Him to be His forever and ever, and to judge the ungodly and the unsaved. We continue our meditation on the parable of the 10 virgins from Matthew 25, reading the words of the Lord Jesus once again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I never knew you. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour, wherein the Son of Man cometh. May God bless again, we pray, the reading and hearing of His words. And by the blessed power of the Holy Spirit, give the message that should be for the blessing of everyone, both believer as well as unbeliever. As we continue on our study, we come to the 10th verse of our chapter, relative to the ten virgins, but particularly in this verse, the 5 foolish. For we read the last stage of the Lord's parable here, when he declared, while the foolish virgins went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. My beloved, the wise enter in. They go in with their blessed Lord. But the foolish, they are shut out. These are very solemn words. May I repeat them very earnestly? Note them carefully. Drink them in seriously. The door was shut. That door had been open for many, many centuries. It was the door of salvation. Christ said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Beloved friends, this will someday and maybe soon be a reality. Now think it through. For when the Lord comes again for His genuine true believers, the door will be shut to the others. We herald, we proclaim the divine fact and the message to all. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. We believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again and coming soon. The midnight cry is being sounded. At midnight there was a cry made, we have read. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. My beloved, is it not midnight? Is it not dark on this earth and in this earth of ours today? Is it not morally midnight? Is it not spiritually dark as midnight? Is it not midnight in many human hearts and lives who are totally careless and indifferent and ignorant of the imminent and the soon return of our beloved and blessed Lord? Wake up, my friend. Arise from the darkness. And in the darkness, seek the light you need. May I raise the question, are the governments of this world conscious or even concerned about Christ's second coming? No, absolutely not. Are the cities and the municipal authorities looking for and expecting Christ to come? Do they think of Christ coming in their plans for their city governments and expansion? Not at all. Are there not multitudes today who turn their ears away from this midnight cry when we tell them Jesus is coming again? My beloved friend unsaved, wake up! Listen to the midnight cry! Arise from your sleep and call on the Lord while you may be saved. Listen to it. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. God grant he will wake your soul. Note the sacred words in verse 10 at the end. The bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Let me read it again. The bridegroom came. What will it mean for you, my friend, when Jesus comes? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Suddenly, quickly, at the last trump. My beloved, this will be actually fulfilled some blessed moment. The bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Are you ready, my friend? In chapter 24 of Matthew, in verse 44, the Savior said previously, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Now if you are in the classification of being a foolish virgin, you have no oil, you have no assurance of salvation, may I say to you, my friend, you still have, I don't know how long you have it, but you still have time to turn to the Lord. You can, even right now, if you will, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior. May I very briefly but thoroughly as possible tell you how? First, my beloved unsaved listener, you must acknowledge your sin to the Lord, confessing, I have sinned, for this is true of you, as well as all. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, is the record of God's word in Romans 3:23. Did not Isaiah write, All we like sheep have gone astray, we have every one turned to his own way, Isaiah 53:6. And my beloved, if you would get ready, you must acknowledge to the Lord, not to the preacher, not to the priest, but to God himself, like the publican in Luke 18, you've got to say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Do that, my friend. Then second, you've got to acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone can save you. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. Is it not written, Christ Jesus came into the world to do what? To save sinners. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. You have to acknowledge that not only are you a sinner, but there's only one person. It is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who alone can save you. And if you will acknowledge that to him, that he alone has died for your sins, bearing those sins in his own body upon the tree, according to 1 Peter 2:24, if you will tell him, by faith you acknowledge he died to save you. Saying in simple language, Lord Jesus, I do believe, I now believe, that you died for me. Then, receive him into your heart. Receive him now. Listen to the words. John 1:12. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the right, the privilege, the authority to be called the children or the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let me repeat very carefully. You must acknowledge to the Lord, I am a sinner. Second, you must acknowledge to the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, you alone can save me, for you alone have died to pay the penalty and the price for my sins. Third, Lord Jesus, I will receive thee as my Savior to save me from sin, its judgment, its eternal penalty of hell. Oh, my beloved, if you do that, then you will be ready to enter in to that blessed marriage when the bridegroom comes. Oh, may I read the words? They're so precious. Let me read them in verse 10. They that were ready went in with him. They that were ready went in with him. Now note, who did they go in with? They went in with Christ. They went in with the bridegroom. My beloved, if you don't have him, you'll never get in. Because without the oil of the Spirit, the evidence, the divine testimony, that if you belong to Christ, you have oil in your lamp, you are genuinely born again by the Holy Spirit, regenerated, you have eternal life, you belong to Christ, you have Christ. Let me quote another text, very simply. John 14 and verse 6, listen to these words. Said Jesus to Thomas, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So that he is the exclusive way, even to the Father's house in heaven above. And when the Lord Jesus comes, listen, the bridegroom is coming. It is the blessed picture. It is the blessed truth that as a bridegroom is coming for his bride, which is the church. But only those who have oil in their lamps, the light of the Holy Spirit within their souls, genuinely born again, possessing eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus and his precious blood, they go in with him. I want you to note, all the wise virgins went in. All the foolish virgins were kept out. Know that. Did none of the foolish virgins got in? Did none of the wise virgins were kept out? Now I raise the question, I challenge you, my friend, which one are you? Can you say, he has saved me? I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior, born of the Spirit of God, I'm his child. When he comes, I'm going in with him. And don't forget, if he isn't your Savior, when he comes, my unsaved friend, the door will be shut. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of his Spirit, convict and convert. In our Savior's name, for his glory, we plead, Lord, in thine own holy name. Amen.